It's time now to have a chat to Peter Snowden, and the good news is we're going to see Pete on course at the Valley on Saturday. How are you, Peter?
I'm good, mate. It's good to be out of jail. I'm happy. I'm good.
So where are you now?
I'm in Melbourne stable now. I drove down yesterday morning, like at 4 o'clock, and got here about 1 o'clock, and went down a COVID test, and then got the negative result last night, and the racing authorities here in Victoria said you can go back to work, so I was wrapped.
How good is that? Because when you started your journey, you were probably anticipating you might have a few days quarantine.
Oh, yeah. No, I was getting myself all set for it because that was the case, 6 days isolation. And I did it last year before I started down here. I thought that was the hardest thing I've ever done. But anyhow, we got through it. But no one has to do it now. That's a big result.
Well, you've timed your run to perfection because you can even go to a pub from tomorrow down here in Melbourne as well. When you laid eyes on Captain Avant, were you happy with what you saw this morning?
No, really, really pleased with him. Yeah, I've been seeing videos of him every day and getting track reports from him and times and things he's working over, but nothing beats getting and looking at them in your eye. And he looks enormous. He looks very, very good. So I'm proud of the job that Andrew's done on him. He looks fantastic.
The decision to take barrier one when you could have gone wider, is that maybe an indication that you want to be a bit closer on Saturday?
Oh, I think he will be. You can't see a lot of speed there, really. The Annabelle's horse is probably the only horse that's got speed there, genuine speed, so it's probably going to be running at a fast pace. So 49 kilos on the back is probably better off being up there rather than sort out the back and have to make it all take off at the one time because the speed there might have a bit more turn of foot than what he has. But he showed his best two runs that I've had him have both been over a mile now. That's the Champagne, and he's run the course with Guineas. They've been by far his best run, so I'm quite confident he's going to run the trip out well.
And if he does that, do you see a scenario where you can turn the tables on Animo?
Look, I'm not going to pour cold water on him. He's a pretty good colt. He's done nothing wrong in every start he's had, so I just thought I took a lot of... took a lot of merit out of his run here the other day. I thought we always travel better than him. And from my eye, looking at him, I was actually looking at my bloke and looking at him right behind us, following us everywhere we went. But I just thought, even at the half mile, I thought we're going better than Animo. He's getting clicked up. He's never really focused up like he's going to get home like he normally does. And then come to the corner, he was getting chased up and we'd had him off the bridle. I thought, well, that's a big help. But it just showed his class. He did all that and still won. Just tells you how good he is. But again, he didn't beat us by far, and we were in front a long way out, and when he got up to us, I thought our fella had another crack, so it's good to see him. He wasn't at his top, he found a bit more, and he'll need to do a lot more again on Saturday, but there's a lot of things to take out wrong to suggest, and the time was good, that he's definitely worthwhile giving a crack to in such a prestigious race.
How many Cox Plate runners have you had, Pete?
I've had two before, and they were both Guineas winners, actually, Helmet and Long John. And yeah. Both horses were probably one run too many. Helmet here was just fried when he got in the mountain yard that year. He ran. He was a pretty highly strung horse, and the atmosphere on the day got to him, and he just went way too hard. Long John probably won a pretty weak Caulfield Guineas that year and probably wasn't up to it. But this bloke was in a very strong Caulfield Guineas, I thought, and the time suggested that. And he's got an attitude that he'll cope well with the day. Been there twice through the week, and he's been really, really good. He's a different sort of horse. He's a very laid-back sort of customer, so he's going to give me his best chance to run the best he can.
What's your view on Zaki and Very Elegant heading into the plate?
Two champions, two very, very good horses. Champion to say loosely a bit was Zaki, but Very Elegant certainly earned that tag. She's very good. That last run was a bit of a head-scratcher for her, because she never runs like that, but good horse, they can always put in one of those sort of runs. I certainly wouldn't doubt her at all. And Zaki, he's the same thing. He's done too many good things to sack him on that one poor performance. So both horses are probably out there with guns blazing, be very hard to beat.
You got a few runners up in Sydney on Saturday as well. Who do you think's your best hope back home?
I like the two-year-old. I think he's a nice horse. He's having his first start in a Russian Revolution colt. He's been working well. He's a nice type. And actually, Paul bought him at the Badger Bands. I picked it up there, and he was up there. And it's one horse he liked. It's by a Russian Revolution, which we had. And out of a mare we used to train called Secret Trail. So, but he's I haven't told him yet, but he's done a good job. He looks hoarse with good ability. Yeah, now he keeps looking at me, wanting me to say something, but I just turn the other way. So I'll have to wait if he does a race day.
You obviously like the Russian Revolutions?
I do. I quite like them. Yeah, they were a bit light and a bit revvy like he was early days, but now they're getting a bit more work out of the belt. And probably not really pre-Christmas horses, but I'm sure you'll hear more of them in the autumn next year.
Well, it's going to be an exciting day, and it's so good to see you down here for the Spring Carnival as well, Pete. Best of luck with Captivant.
Good to be here, guys. Thanks a lot.